Hearing no objections, we are now in a delegates' assembly meeting.
Okay.
Let me try to go through the first bylaws amendment really quickly. I felt that the and this first one is just to add electronic or, in other words, that ballots can be sent out by electronically as well as written if necessary. So that was in two places in Article 3, Section B, voting by written ballot.
And
you can see the additions of the bylaws amendments that I wrote. The additions are in green. The deletions are in red. The other deletions throughout the bylaws, I suggest that we eliminate sponsor for listener sponsor, because listener members are listener members. The word dash sponsor doesn't need to be in there. It's just redundant and unnecessary. So those are the two bylaws changes in this one.
Okay, so we have done electronic voting already. This is just to put it into our bylaws.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there anyone opposed to this bylaws amendment? Mr. Velasquez.
It appalls me that just a few minutes early we heard about being cautious about possible information leaking out into the Empire State, the Realty Trust, and now we are facing a decision to approve digital elections in which we are susceptible to manipulation of the election results. Why do we want to go there, may I ask?
Good question.
Cost.
Okay.
Call the question.
Yeah, again, the two elections I've been, we have had electronic voting. I prefer paper, but this is an amendment to represent the reality of the way our elections are running. So your objection is noted. I think that we should go to a vote on this, Mr. Chairman.
You mean Mr. Secretary?
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary. I think you need to be elevated.
Can we do it?
And let me just ask two questions. One, are we going to be voting on each of these 10 proposed changes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Then let me just set up my spreadsheet briefly here.
So this is Article 3, Section 8.
Show of hands, right?
Show of hands. Should be fine.
Okay. All those in favor of making this first change to allow electronic voting, please raise your hand.
Okay. Will the public please restrain yourselves? You are being disrespectful.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed to putting in the bylaws to allow electronic voting. 2.
Okay, 13 yes, 2 no. The bylaws change to Article 3, Section 8, voting by written ballot has been approved by the KBFK local station board.
Okay, I believe something. Thank you. Something very important. Please all stay here because these bylaws amendments have to be approved by a quorum of the entire LSB, not just a quorum of those present. So that means 13 votes in favor. Okay, the next one is also very simple, is to put in the bylaws that the words at an assembly of delegates. There's been confusion about this, and I think it should be immortalized in our bylaws that there is such a thing as an assembly of delegates, because it's not stated in the bylaws, it's implied, so this makes it a stated thing.
Yes, and in reviewing the lawsuits, I know that that's been a question, so I think that this is an appropriate bylaws change, that it be at an assembly of delegates as opposed to a local station board meeting. So, yeah, I think that's a good one. Is anyone opposed to this bylaws change? We do have one person opposed, so we will take a vote.
It's not here.
Okay.
Just 1 second. Let me.
And this is going to be Article 4, Section 1. Delegates defined.
Hang on just 1 second. I need to modify my spreadsheet slightly. So what was this article again? Number.
This article. Is Article 4, Section 1, Delegates Defined.
Okay.
Okay.
All those in favor of the amendment, please raise your hands and keep them raised. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Let me count again.
Maggie went to the restroom.
Don't count the bathroom.
Holding the bathroom.
All right.
We're going to have to wait.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary. Can you take that vote again?
I'm sorry, I didn't vote
that. Okay, you can.
All those in favor of the second amendment to the bylaws, please raise your hand and keep them up.
And one, that's two, Article 4, Section 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed? All those abstaining?
Present, not voting, voting.
Okay. 13.
13 yes, 1 no, 1
two
present,
no,
not
two
voting.
No.
2 no, 1 present, not voting.
Okay.
Ms. Aaron, if you can...
Okay, the next one is a little bit more complicated. First, I eliminated the dash sponsor whenever it's in here. That's simple. And the other thing is this has the situation where it's saying that no person who holds any elected or appointed public position, I deleted the word office, instead of public office, public position, comma, even if only advisory. That makes it clear that the bylaws intend that nobody in a public position can be eligible to be seated on a local station board or a national board. And later on, there is one other element to this, and that is, and this is controversial, you may be for it or against it, but in my opinion, the gathering 15 signatures by LSB candidates is difficult, it's time-consuming,
yeah,
it adds costs, it adds cost to the elections, discourages people, it discourages people who are geographically distant from the station,
no,
and it discourages people who are avid listeners and love the station, but would find it difficult to get 15 signatures, and there's difficulty. It adds time to the process. We had about 60 candidates in the last election, and every single signature for the candidates, 15 each times 60 is quite a number of the local election supervisor had to verify that every one of those signatures was a valid member.
That's right.
There were difficulties with illegible signatures.
Not member.
And
audience.
And so I just felt that it would be a good thing to only demand one other member vouch for that person. I mean, if we want to have stricter requirements, if we want to have stricter requirements for candidates, that would be some future bylaws amendment that would be necessary to ensure that we have more highly qualified people. I don't think that the amount of work that it takes to verify those 15 signatures is worth it. And we have to consider the cost of the election. So there are two elements to this bylaws change. One is that it makes appointments, political appointments, it states, even if they're only advisory, that was the crux of the Sharon Brown dispute. So this clarifies that, and it decreases the number of signatures that candidates need to get.
There's
one. There's still one signature needed.
Which can't be the person.
Well, they need is your vote, right?
Okay.
I hope that this explains this.
Need to be respectful.
Of this vote?
Excuse me. You need to be respectful of this body. Ms. DeSoto.
She's going to have to leave.
Excuse me. Let's come to order, everyone.
Discussion on this one.
Mansoor?
I would like to split up the vote on the two.
You can't, because it's put in as one, unfortunately. And
that's how it's being forwarded by National to us to vote on.
Exactly.
So we can't split it. Yes, Mr. Kaiser?
I was wondering, there were 49 candidates when I ran for this 2 years ago. Could this balloon it to 100, 150 candidates? And they don't
yes,
need
it can.
15... signature, is that a likelihood?
Yes.
For the use to ponder?
Future election.
Okay, you've excluded yourself from this body, Mr. Reyes?
I'm back.
Oh, you've returned. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you would like to make a comment?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, please do so.
So this is one of the reasons I attempted to protest, but in good conscience I couldn't, after sitting in the car knowing that you would actually get away with doing what you want to do to this network. And in regards to the election system that we have in place, and it does mandate presently that the member that's going to seek office is a member in good standing, and that 15 signatures verify that standing, and I think that's an appropriate and fair thing to do. If somebody up from the mountains for some reason can't make it to a signing party or something like that, then, you know, then they'll probably have a hard time making a meeting. So, and then the other thing is, this is a Sharon Brown rule. If this wasn't for the fact that Sharon Brown has prevailed and that Yoli Anguiano provided testimony in regards to the way Grace Aaron recruited her and recruited Sharon Brown, this amendment wouldn't be in there. So again, this is a railroad train, and you know we're in the minority here, so we probably won't be able to even get in front of the train. But this is my attempt of getting in front of the train and getting into the spokes of the wheel to stop this nonsense from happening.
Thank you, Mr. Reyes. Mr. Velasquez.
We have roughly 10% of the listener subscribers participating in the elections here, which means that these local station board members, who in turn elect national board members, it makes a mark of democracy because we have the dictatorship of the minority. And as it is, it's already an embarrassing thing, and now we're going to add these bylaw changes. Not in good conscience, I can support it.
Thank you, Mr. Velasquez. Ms. Goodman.
I would like to address the question of whether or not this is addressed to the Sharon Brown litigation. And this amendment, I do not believe, will affect the Sharon Brown litigation because the Sharon Brown litigation is all about what the bylaws said
at the time.
So this bylaw, and it's very important for us to know that this bylaw amendment affects the future people who may or may not run for the board to make it clear exactly what is appropriate and what is not appropriate to be on another board or a publicly appointed or a politically appointed position. And it's just a matter of trying to clarify, because once people know what the deal is, then they can act accordingly. And we've had cases where people, you know, have been, you know, from various factions on all sides of all issues have been have had to leave the board because they're appointed to some kind of an office. And this is to clarify it so that people don't have any questions about it. And it's so it's not directed to this litigation at all. Because this litigation is not relevant to this bylaw. This litigation being the Sharon Brown litigation.
I don't think the question was answered, and I'm interested in knowing what the answer is. Is an unintended consequence of this to encourage more candidates rather than less?
Yes, Ms. Kitt. Yes.
You know, some of us have really worked our asses off.
To encourage more candidates.
Yeah, to recruit candidates because so few came forward. So, you know, I think that people recruiting themselves or volunteering themselves turn out to be better board members. Sometimes. I mean, that's not always the case, but often people who love the radio station hear an announcement on the air that they can be on the board and come forward turn out to be really excellent board members. And I'll give you an example, and that's Jamie Gomez. He was not recruited. He loves the station, and he nominated himself. So I think that it's good to open up the process to people to self-nominate, make it as easy as possible. And the 15 signatures makes it very difficult for people, because if they're not guided by me and Jan having parties and getting signatures for them or whatever,
or Lawrence
or whatever, or having signature parties, if they don't know that, so they're not going to know that if they're just listeners. They look at the they get the packet and then they're discouraged and they don't follow through. So I think
How many signatures did you get? One moment. I would just like to add that WPFW, Washington, D.C., has been notorious for not even being able to get candidates to run for their station. So this would help in that respect. Yes, Barbara.
You are not.
I'd like to share a little bit of my experience. I was in the same situation as Jamie was in terms of wasn't affiliated with the faction. Trying to get those 15 signatures was a challenge and was actually sort of a joke. The issue was you come to the station. We had a, you know, signature party, whatever. I was told to come to the station with my thing, and there would be people there that would sign it. I had no idea who they were. They had no idea who I was. So the whole idea was sort of this fabricated thing to get the signatures. It wasn't, nobody asked me questions. I didn't, you know, I asked questions, but being such a newbie, I didn't have any idea of what was involved. So I do think the process is not what, getting those 15 signatures, unless you're associated with the group, is not really addressing the concern, because it's sort of a fabricated kind of context.
Mr.
Chairman,
Mr. Secretary.
I had not finished.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Simmons. I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
Okay, then I think I understand more clearly now. And it appears to me that this would be a far more democratic, with a small d, process by adopting this change in the bylaws. And I don't understand why anyone would be opposed to that.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Mr. Secretary, can we take a vote?
You're with the
Excuse me. Let's be respectful in the audience there. Please. We're respectful of you when you talk. Excuse me, Bella. Come to order, please, Bella.
On my intelligence.
Bella, please come to order.
I'm asking why nobody...
Excuse me, Bella.
If you are in favor...
Be respectful.
If you are in favor of passing this change to the bylaws, please raise your hand and keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm going to do one more time.
A roll call vote.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Did we have anybody leave?
Israel
Parham.
Okay.
Well, Roberta's not voting, so it doesn't.
So, 11. All those opposed?
Do we have a roll call vote?
No. You can't call for a roll call vote in the middle of a vote.
From now on, can we have a roll call vote?
Okay. Well, before the vote, if you ask, then we can, yeah.
Okay.
Can you raise your hand?
All those opposed, 2. Abstention, 3. All right, all those opposed, please raise your hands and keep them up. 3. Abstentions, 1.
Okay. This amendment does not pass. We got 11 to 3 with 1 abstention.
We're not going to pass anything else.
That's true. Let's let it go.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We do know that.
Let me just check the bylaws for that. To make sure that it's a majority of all members.
A majority.
Let me look at the bylaws. I have them here, I believe.
Yeah.
I have to look online. One moment.
It lacks quorum currently.
And we can take more time by doing a roll call vote, which means we may not get to executive session.
So I want to go back to a roll call vote.
Yeah,
I'm leaving after this. I'm not waiting for anything else. I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. This is in the bylaws, Article 17. Reading. Well, let me read the whole section, okay? Article 17, Amendment of Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws. Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws. Proposing amendments. Amendments may be proposed by 1. 6 directors, or a majority vote of the delegates of each of 2 radio stations, or a petition signed by at least 1% of the members, which petition to be considered proposed, must be delivered to the foundation secretary. That's just to start the process. That's already been started. Now, voting and approval. Amended September 10th, 2014. 1. Unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. All properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until that date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board. That's the notice date. On the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the foundation's website, and the foundation's radio station shall broadcast an announcement 3 times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., and once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 45 days during the notice period. Regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding said amendments. The results of said voting by the board and the delegates on the proposed amendments shall be reported within 15 days of the board and delegates' meetings to vote on these amendments. In order for the new bylaws to be adopted, or these bylaws amended or repealed and subject to section 1B3 below. 1. Except as provided in section 1B3 below, the proposed amendments must be approved by the majority of all directors on the board and by the majority vote of all the delegates of at least 3 of the foundation radio stations. So it's this is the wording, by the majority of all directors on the board, and this is the key wording, and by the majority vote of all of the delegates of at least 3 of the foundation radio stations. So that says 13.
13.
We're agreed. Combined by a 1 point.
We knew that.
Yeah, we can't make any more votes. We'll have to take it up for the next meeting.
Can we go back?
Well, we can.
This is outrageous, this behavior. It really is.
It is.
You didn't prevail. Let's move on.
Can we go? What's going on here?
So
I want to make a motion.
Yes, Mr. Aaron.
That we adjourn this delegates meeting, return to the regular meeting, because I don't see any point going over the bylaws. We've demonstrated that there's a part of the it's been demonstrated in the real universe that there's a part of this board that is opposed to the approving anything, and that we have an insufficient group here to approve any of the amendments.
Right.
So it's just a waste of time. I call to adjourn the delegates meeting.
Okay. And I have a comment about that.
Yeah.
The national board suggested that telephonic participation is acceptable in situations of exigent circumstances, and we have 3 people who wanted to be here for these bylaws amendments. That's Dorothy Reich, Stephen France, Myla Reason, Sandy Childs, Ollie. So we could possibly elicit their participation.
No. That is I protest.
Okay, this has to be decided by the body.
I protest for point of order. This is outrageous behavior, and the first thing that we can do.
Hey, that's it.
Let's go with what Ken.
I have a motion to adjourn. It's not debatable.
That's true. We need to listen to Mr. Aaron's. We need to vote on Mr. Aaron's motion.
First thing, from the point of the minority, that is the first thing to do.
Okay.
You did not prevail.
All those in favor of the motion to
hold on a second.
You did no, it is undebatable.
You did not prevail on this vote.
You're debating.
And so,
stop.
For the record, they did not prevail on the vote. So
right, on the last amendment that was voted on, that's correct. That motion did die on that vote.
Okay.
We have a motion on the floor to adjourn. That's not debatable. It has been seconded.
Adjourn the delegates meeting, not to adjourn
the delegates. To adjourn the delegates meeting. The other meeting was in, the other LSB meeting was in recess. So if we adjourn the delegates meeting, we will be back in our local station board meeting. All those in favor of adjourning the delegates assembly, please raise your hand.
Can I just ask one question before we take the vote?
Yes, sir.
Did we not pass already a bylaws amendment saying that digital participation
correct.
Is acceptable?
No, digital voting.
Digital for LSB members.
Oh, okay.
Election.
All right.
For elections.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay. All those in favor to adjourn and return to the local station board meeting, please raise your hands.
Hands up. Lisa, are you? No. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed to adjourning the delegates meeting. 1, 2, 3. All those abstaining. Okay.
The old
what you wanted.
No. The scorpion and the frog.
Yeah, right. Indeed.